The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stocktake sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where I'm sure the story today is Michelle Obama. I just thought she was outstanding. Harley.
Well, they talked about Michelle a little bit this morning, and she was certainly outstanding. There's no question. But I thought all of the speakers last night, you know, did what they set out to do. And were, you know, either enthusiastic or they were inspiring or whatever it was that they were trying to be. And she, of course, stole the show last night, no question, by, you know, saying that, first of all, that Hillary was her friend, when most of the reporters today were saying, wait a minute, they've never even had a picture taken together, and the animus between them is very, very well known. Nonetheless, now they're friends. Of course, and it's time to get Hillary elected as far as she's concerned. But I thought, yeah, you're right, she was great.
Well, I mean, someone has written an outstanding speech. I mean, those speechwriters have done a hell of a job, haven't they? I mean, when she said, when someone is cruel or acts like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. Our motto is, when they go low, we go high. And she said, I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves, and I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women playing with their dogs on the White House lawn.
That was the most memorable line, without question. Mm. And, you know, she had some very, very neat, you know, swats at Donald Trump without even saying his name. Two good ones.
So,
right now we're looking at history, by the way.
Yes, we
are. Right now they are nominating Hillary Clinton, the first woman in U.S. history to be nominated to run for president for a major political party. Her name was put into contention by Barbara Mikulski, senator, longest-serving woman on Capitol Hill. Tonight, Bill Clinton will speak. He will be windy, as is his wont. He knows the subject, however. He knows the subject matter. He's a major part of both trying to remake her image and of trying to bring Donald Trump down a peg. He's been leading the polls lately. So, it'll be interesting.
It is very... I mean, it's amazing the way you... I mean, it is democracy at work. I mean, I just think... America, go about it. I mean, the energy required. These people have been going for months and months and months. I mean, I see old Bernie Sanders up there. He's still at it. He's been going every day and every night for months.
Some part of him has got to be relieved, though.
Yeah.
Because after today, or after this week anyway, it's over.
Yeah.
He can go home to Vermont. He can relax. But Hillary has got to be in some kind of super high gear between now and November when the election happens.
And so is Donald Trump. I mean, gee whiz, it's
a big
ask. Just tell us about the police chase before you go.
Near Olympia, Washington, police say a 30-year-old man sped away from an intersection in a high-speed run from police because, well, he'd never done that before. So across two counties, they flew until he ran into a ditch. He had no wants, no warrants. He never had any kind of trouble with the police. He said, literally, he was bored. I'm betting you the tickets he got will take care of that.
Oh, Harley. Oh, we love it. Wonderful stuff. Good on you, my friend. See you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.